Good morning. My name is Adam Sandiford. I'm one of the worship coordinators at the Beamsville Church of Christ, and I'm also the video and podcast producer. We're making a few changes this week. In a few minutes, I'll be reading a scripture, and then I'll be closing with a prayer at the end. Next week, we're planning to add a communion talk following Dawn's sermon. We wanted to let you know this week what's happening next week, so you can make preparations to share in the Lord's table if you'd like to. We want to extend an invitation to be part of this online ministry. All it takes is a phone, tablet, or computer with a built-in camera and a microphone. If you want to get involved, you can email me at adam.sandiford@beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca, contact us through Facebook, or give me a call. My phone number is in the directory. The message this week is titled, Overcoming. The scripture reading is Revelation 12, 7-12. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I had a sermon I wanted to share with you this week, but I'm going to push that off for next week because of an event that took place a couple of days ago. If you are on Facebook and you follow anything that I post, which is probably not worth reading too much very often, but I talked a little bit about an event that took place in my life that was powerful in a negative way. It was a dreadful experience, and I wouldn't wish that on anyone. So right now, because of the COVID, because of the pandemic, there's, you know, difficulties and a lot of pressure on a lot of people, a lot of negative thoughts maybe rolling around in people's minds, and people aren't as happy as they normally could be. But I went to bed the other night and fell asleep fairly quickly like I do. And I just had this overwhelming nightmare that was a profound experience. Anything that I say will not equal the emotions that I felt. I very seldom remember any dreams, but this was a horrifying experience where I think it was Satan himself came to me, and there was just this overwhelming feeling of darkness and dread, and I heard its voice saying, I want to destroy everything. And the next thing I knew is Barb was yelling at me to wake up. I guess I was more than terrified, and I finally came to and told her what had happened. I'm not sure why that happened, but it happened. And it was a reminder to me that even though life is beautiful and wonderful and we have great relationships and we have a wonderful relationship with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, even though we're going through a difficult time, life is really very, very good. So why this came, I really don't know. But it was a reminder to me that there are dark forces in this world, and there have always been dark forces. So for just a couple of moments today, I want to share with you a variety of scriptures, Old and New Testament alike, that talk about the darkness that can come into people's lives, and that Satan is very much alive, and that he's powerful, and that he can create what can be a very happy life into a very negative one. And I will also share that what I'm about to say, I think, is kind of dangerous. Not kind of, it's dangerous. when you oppose the one who is of the greatest opposition, it can be dangerous. So we give all of this in the power of God, that he will keep all of us safe. As I share with you some scriptures that talk about how Satan himself wanted to be God himself. He became so puffed up, so much pride in his life that he wanted to replace God by being God. But that, of course, was impossible because it sounds like that Satan was an angel, maybe an archangel like Gabriel or Michael, who lost his place. If all that's confusing, I'll just sort of stop talking and read some scriptures that maybe make my point. In the book of Isaiah, in chapter 14, he's talking about Satan himself, who was once a powerful angel. And it says this, "Oh, how you have fallen from heaven, O morning star." And if you have a commentary Bible, it'll say in the scriptures down below and in the comments down below, "O morning star" means Lucifer. So Satan has different names, doesn't he? Lucifer, the devil, the evil one, and so forth. But it says, "You have fallen from heaven." Maybe he was an archangel who lost his place. "O morning star, son of the dawn, you have been cast down to the earth. You who once laid low the nations, you said in your heart, 'I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly, on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds.'" And then he says this, "I will make myself like the Most High." Now, he's smart enough to say, "I'm not going to make myself the Most High," because he can't, "but I will make myself like the Most High." And in the Old Testament, it talks some more about these things, and we'll look at them as well. But in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul talks about this several times. For example, when he's writing to the church in Corinth, and in his second or third letter, I know we have 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, but a number of people think that 2 Corinthians is actually two books. But Paul says this in 2 Corinthians 11, where Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. But of course, he is complete darkness. And in 2 Corinthians again, in chapter 12, in verse 12, it says, "The things that mark an apostle are signs, wonders, and miracles." And then in Thessalonians, Paul says, "And the work of Satan is displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles and wonders." So Satan himself has always been attacking God's people, wanting us to not enjoy the benefits of God himself and helping us to pull away from God, which of course we don't want to do. Now, one of the things that we seldom talk about as Christians is how precious it is that God gives us angels encouraging us, working on God's behalf. And there are several angels' names mentioned in the Bible. There's Gabriel, and there's Michael, and we have other angels. I love what the Hebrew writer says, "Are not angels ministering spirits who have been sent by God to help us, to encourage us?" And so in the book of Daniel, Satan has been given a variety of names. He's been called the king of Persia, the king of Tyre, and so forth. And in this book of Daniel, it talks about the fight that Michael the archangel and Gabriel, who are always at battle against Satan himself. And in chapter 10, in the book of Daniel, it talks about how Daniel himself was facing demonic forces in his life. And then it says in chapter 10, It says, but the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me for 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, meaning angels, came to help me because I was detained there. In other words, here's Daniel on a mission from God. And negative forces, Satan himself, was doing everything he could to stop Daniel in his tracks. And these angels of God were helping him. Gabriel, the archangel, found in Daniel chapter 9. And then Michael, the archangel, who seems to be always in fight against the dark forces of this world. And this constant battle that would be soon taking place in the life of Daniel and many others as well. So we look at these scriptures and we just want to notice that there are some dark forces in this world, but we want to give ourselves to God in the very best way that we can. So in the book of Revelation, there is this story, again, of Satan doing everything he can to stop God's people, to stop his church, to stop good works. In Revelation chapter 12, it talks about Michael the archangel. And I want to read to you this symbolism, and yet it's a powerful scripture. It's found in Revelation chapter 12. And it talks about the birth of the church that was going to be taking place, and that Satan himself, called the dragon, is wanting to snatch this baby that's going to be born and kill this baby. Again, it's, I think, an illustration or a reference to Satan doing everything he could to stop the birth of Jesus coming into this world. Jesus, of course, not only being our Redeemer, but the one who loves us, and it's through him that sins are forgiven. But again, Michael the archangel is part of all of the story. It says, Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, quotation Satan, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But they were not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven, which was the first scripture that we read today, how he was cast down to the earth, and that his evil spirits went with him. And even in the book of Revelation, it's talking about these negative forces in this world always wanting to stop God's people, always wanting to destroy anything that's good, thinking that somehow that's going to be a powerful thing for him, when we know that ultimately Satan will be destroyed. And it says there's this great battle that takes place. The great dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent, called the devil or Satan, who is leading the whole world astray. And then here comes these beautiful words. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser, Satan himself, the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. Again, a reference to what happened. He wanting to be an archangel, if you would, and God casts him down to the earth. But here is the point, and all that preamble comes to this. One of the great scriptures in all of the Bible. A victory scripture for all of us. It's found in verse 11. They, meaning us, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Now, if you've been with us on a weekly basis, you know how often we've talked about that we have forgiveness because of the death of Christ, because of his shed blood, that Satan cannot penetrate that, that they, we, overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, that we speak boldly and declare the word of God, that through Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven, that through Jesus Christ, we have everlasting life, that through Jesus Christ, God's Holy Spirit works in our life to encourage others to have a relationship with Christ. They overcame, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies, and we do not love our lives even to the point of shrinking from death. So when you read many books in the Bible that talk about Christians who are suffering, 1 Peter is certainly a book that talks constantly about suffering, but how many Christians gladly put up with that suffering because they knew that at the end of their life, it wasn't the end, that they were going to continue to live on with God, just as we will today. So what I want to share with us today is the encouragement that when negative forces come your way, when the overpowering darkness wants to strangle us, wants to check us out of life, that we won't allow it because we will just give ourselves to God, a reminder that God is with us every minute of every day. And I don't want in any way to generalize to say it's easy. Life is not always easy. And I can guarantee you that when I had that dream, if you will, it was overpowering. But that's the point. Satan wants to overpower us. He cannot overpower God. And because Christ is in our life, he cannot overpower us. We can utter the name of Jesus. We know our sins are forgiven. We know the promises of God. So I encourage you this week, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling burdened, if life is overwhelming, not just because of the pandemic, but because of negative feelings coming our way, to remind ourselves that they overcame, we can overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and that we do not love our lives so much that we don't shrink from death. We have answers right now for this pandemic, which is it will come to an end, just as one day Satan will come to an end. But Christ lives forever, and he promises us a home with him forever. I hope you have a great week, and thanks for listening. Bye for now.
God, thank you for the beauty of your creation. Thank you for the new life springing up all around us. Thank you, God, for this new season of warm weather and sprouting and growing things, the new birds all around us. God, we ask that as the world is made fresh and new, that you would rebuild our lives and rebuild our relationships. Help us to connect with each other and to reach out like the new branches that are reaching out on the trees. Help us to find ways to weave ourselves together even as we have to be physically apart. God, thank you for your Son who unites us all and brings us all together. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.